London's Underground Railway transports around 4 million people every day. When it opened on January the 9th, 1863, it was the world's first such system and was a welcome relief to the very crowded city, says historian Christian Walmer.
There were market stalls in the streets, there were costermongers, whatever. So the idea came to try to unblock the London streets with an underground railway.
And the pioneering system has just turned 150 years old.
The latest addition to London's underground system is the Central Line extension from Liverpool Street to Stratford.
Since its beginning, the tube has seen numerous additions and improvements. And it's seen destruction. The underground provided shelter when Germany bombed the city during World War II. More than half a century later, in July 2005, the tube became a place of terror when Islamic fundamentalists blew themselves up on three trains.
With improved seating and lighting, it's the first train in Britain to be fitted with rubber springs.
According to Walmer, the underground urgently needs new lines to cope with 21st century demands. And love it or hate it, the tube will have Londoners minding the gap for a long time to come.